Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today, we're going to talk about foods to eat and foods to avoid. Now, you know, I mean, it's obvious you don't want to eat burgers and fries every day, because that, you know, even though it would be emotionally great, you would probably think, oh, God, I feel so good. But that's kind of like eating donuts every day, too. You know, down deep in your brain somewhere that that's not good for you. So we're going to cover some foods that you need to eat more of, foods you need to eat less of, foods you need to avoid altogether. And this is all in order to optimize your brain health, because the human body, we regenerate new blood cells. We're an amazing recycling machine is what we are. We recycle new blood cells and have an entirely new blood supply every 120 days or so. We have an entirely new skeleton. Our bones break down and build back up every 12 to 18 months. I know. And we also, people don't know, regenerate new neurons and neuronal connections in the brain every 2 to 3 years. So if you're giving the brain all the proper ingredients and the proper fertilizer, as it were, to help grow healthy, stronger neurons, then you're going to have a healthier, stronger brain. But if you keep eating the same way you've been eating, you're going to get exactly what you've been getting. So in order to get a different result, you have to put different things in. You have to try different things, and that's what this is for. So some foods you want to eat more of. Mushrooms. Mushrooms are amazing. A variety of mushrooms. I love mushrooms. So you can have shiitake mushrooms, lion's mane mushrooms for you guys out there that are worried about your hair. Lion's mane mushroom has actually been shown to help improve hair growth, so you might want to check that out. Cruciferous vegetables, such as, that's a fancy word for broccoli, cauliflower, things like that, and also Brussels sprouts. Now, the interesting thing about that is the people that are used to eating a lot of meat, they think, oh, you know, I need my protein. Well, actually, per weight, calories or protein per weight, the vegetables, cruciferous vegetables, have more protein than meat does, because meat's mostly sinew and fat. So when you actually look at it that way, it's a much more efficient way to get your protein is through those vegetables. Leafy green vegetables such as kale, spinach, and lettuce, those are really good. Those also break down slower in your system and are just really delicious. You haven't lived until you've had an avocado and kale and maybe some balsamic vinegar dressing. Just toss that in a bowl, eat that, just two avocados. You'll be amazingly satiated. You'll be full. But you have so much energy. It's not like after you eat a huge steak and potato and butter and all that stuff, after you finish that and a big piece of chocolate cake or something, that makes you kind of tired afterwards. You're just like, oh, why did I eat all that? So it's really interesting, because when you make that difference, that differentiation, that distinction, and eat something that's healthier for you and for your brain, you actually are rewarded and your body has more energy and you feel great. Wild-caught fish. Now, for fish, obviously you do not want any farm fish, because they're eating a lot of food that is made of genetically modified corn, and that leads to a lot of bad things. It's just not a healthy living situation for those fish, unfortunately. So you want to eat wild smash fish, they call it. You want wild salmon, mackerel, anchovies, sardines, and herring. Now, anchovies, if you have it on a pizza, that's going to be counterintuitive, or counterproductive, I should say, but because of all the cheese and carbs with the pizza crust. But sardines are good. It just takes a little bit of doing. If you're a little squeamish about that, make sure you get the sardines without the heads, because if their heads are on there, it's pretty hardcore when you do that. But when you eat sardines, I've noticed this. For one thing, all your friends stay away from me because they're super fishy smelling. But when you eat them, you feel that little boost of energy from the good healthy fats that are in there. So check that out. Free-range eggs are very good. They're full of really good nutrients for you and good protein. And make sure you eat the yolks too. Don't worry about the whole, back in the day they used to think, oh, if you eat the egg yolk, you're going to have too much cholesterol and it's going to cause all kinds of issues. No, don't worry about that. You want to eat resistant starches. So not regular potatoes, but you can eat sweet potatoes, rutabagas, parsnips, and green bananas. Probiotic foods such as sauerkraut, kimchi, kombucha, things like that. That's really good for the probiotics. When you do the probiotics, you also want to make sure you're ingesting prebiotics, such as garlic, onions, things like that, because that is kind of like a fishbowl. Your stomach's a fishbowl, the probiotics are the fish, And the prebiotics are the fish food, so that makes sure that it keeps everything nice and healthy. You also want to include jicama and leeks are good for your brain health. Herbal tea, black tea, green tea, that's all really good. Now, the black tea, if you just get the Earl Grey breakfast tea, I have a little Keurig machine downstairs, and we make our tea with that. And that is really strong black tea, which is really, really good. And you can add coconut oil to either tea or coffee in the morning, and it won't break your fast, because a big part of having a healthier brain is to not eat at least 12 hours after you finish eating at night and then eat again the next day. So you want at least 12-hour gap between that. And if you do coffee with coconut oil, Brain Octane from Dave Asprey's company, Bulletproof Labs, if you do that, that technically doesn't break your fast. And so you can do that, and that kind of helps get you through until you get to that time limit of what you need to have. If you're APOE4 positive, which is a genetic marker for Alzheimer's, then you need to have at least 16 hours between the time you finish dinner and when you eat breakfast the next day. And you also want to eat, as I mentioned before, sulfur-containing vegetables such as onions and garlic, because those are the prebiotics for the probiotics. So those are foods you want to eat more of. Here's some foods you want to eat a little less of if you can. Starchy vegetables like potatoes. Sweet potatoes are the exception, don't forget. You want to avoid corn, peas, and squash. No, avoid, just don't eat them as much. And obviously you don't want to eat any genetically modified vegetables of any kind. Avoid, cut back on, I should say, legumes such as peas and beans and lentils. The downside to that is I'm really big on natural vision correction, and legumes actually help with cataracts, help prevent those from forming, because in countries where they eat a lot of legumes, like in India, they have a very low incident of cataracts. So keep that in mind depending on your vision issues. You don't eat a whole lot of nightshades such as eggplant, peppers, or tomatoes. You can eat some, just not a whole lot. And that is a struggle for me, because when I have that good kale salad with avocado and maybe a little bit of grass-fed beef or some bison in there, I love having just the taste of the tomato is really good. If you do tomatoes, you don't want to do the cherry tomatoes, because they're really processed. They have a lot of chemical treatments on them. You want to just get the bigger ones. The Roma tomatoes are okay, or the big beefsteak tomatoes are okay too. You just got to cut them up. You don't want to eat any non-tropical fruits, fruits with low glycemic indexes, such as berries. These are things you want to limit the amounts that you eat. You want to limit the amount of pastured chicken that you eat and the amount of grass-fed beef that you eat. Now, this is challenging for some of us, because as a football player, you can see I'm wearing my Harvard study for the injured football player guys. We like meat. We eat a lot of meat. Bigger guys do eat a lot of meat. And so you need to try to cut back. Dr. Dale Bredesen of The End of Alzheimer's, he wrote this book right here. He talks about how you should make meat a side dish, not a main course. So you only need to have like 2 or 3 ounces at a time instead of the main course. And that just takes a little getting used to. You can have wine. For the winos out there, woohoo! But you want to only have one glass a few times a week. So you're talking at maybe 3 glasses, maybe 4 a week. And you want to focus on the red wines. And if you can do the Argentinian Cabernets, they have the highest antioxidants. So just a little pitch there for the Argentinian Cabernets. Coffee is okay, especially if you're doing the bulletproof coffee with the good healthy fats, the ghee, the coconut oil, the brain octane, things like that. But you don't want to drink too much of that, because if you drink too much, then you have too much caffeine, and that can throw off the balance in your system. Okay, those are the things that you want to limit, but you can still eat, just limit them. Here are the things you absolutely do not want to eat. Sugar, another simple carb. Sugar causes a variety of issues with your insulin. It boosts insulin because you have high blood sugar. The insulin comes out to break down the blood sugar. And then once that's done, there's an insulin degrading enzyme called IDE, insulin degrading enzyme, that breaks down the insulin so that it doesn't lower the blood sugar forever, and which would kill you. And so if that enzyme is busy breaking down insulin, the other job it has is to actually break down the amyloid precursor proteins that build up that amyloid plaquing that cause Alzheimer's. So if they're busy breaking down all this insulin because you're eating so much refined sugars, then they're not going to be able to stop that amyloid plaquing from forming. So keep that in mind. That means you need to avoid breads, white and whole wheat, pasta, rice, cookies, cakes, candies, and sodas. Because you can only handle about 15 grams of sugar a day, and you would be shocked. You know, some of these energy drinks have 50, 60, 70 grams of sugar. So you want to avoid those. You want to avoid grains. You want to avoid gluten. Because if you have a leaky gut, that's a really big indicator. We see that a lot in the office, people with a leaky gut. You're not going to have the proper brain function. And because it's called the gut brain, because there's 80% of the serotonin in the body is created in the gut. And that's what helps you to feel good and normal. And all of a sudden, if you start messing with your serotonin levels, then you have depression and things like that. And you don't want that. So try to make sure if you are gluten resistant, there are some specific tests you can do to see if you are gluten resistant, and then make the appropriate steps. You want to avoid dairy. You can have occasional cheese or organic whole milk or raw milk or plain yogurt, which is okay. But the reason is, think about it. Go way, way, way back. If everybody, here's the thing. If you're going with the group, you got to sometimes stop and think, does that make sense, or am I just doing it because everybody else is doing it? Back in the day when everybody was smoking cigarettes and it was the end thing to do, everybody was smoking, and so you thought it was cool. Obviously now you know that's not cool. And back in the medical world, everybody was getting vaccines, and now there's a lot of lawsuits now related to vaccines. It wasn't the doctor's fault. They just were doing what all their colleagues were doing, and they don't have time to analyze each individual vaccine. Some of these medications that are causing issues, they don't have time to research at all because they're busy seeing patients. And it's just one of those things that just because everybody else is doing it, you need to be your own person and think about, okay, do I really need to do this, or can I have another option here to be a little healthier? Processed foods, if it basically has a label on it of ingredients, you shouldn't eat it. That's the easiest way to do it, but it's also kind of challenging. High mercury fish, you want to avoid tuna, shark and swordfish. Absolutely, especially after Fukushima. Not only the mercury, but also all of the radiation in those now, in those larger fish. That's why you want to stick with the smash fish, the salmon, mackerel, anchovies, sardines, and herring. And last but not least, you want to avoid fruits with a high glycemic index, such as pineapple, even though it tastes great and has bromelain in it, which is an enzyme that is really delicious and good for breaking down inflammation. It's very, very, very sweet, and that can cause issues in your system. We are still actually accepting people for the wait list for our next Brain Builders group. That is probably going to be starting at the end of the year, so you can just click on the link. There's a description here. I'm doing a podcast on Blog Talk Radio right now as well, but I'll put a link in the Facebook post also so that you can get on the wait list for that and be notified when we are taking on more students. It's really been great. Heard a lot of really great stories, a lot of sad stories as far as Alzheimer's and cognitive decline, but we're giving them some hope and educating them on healthier ways to approach it and not just be like, oh, okay, well, I need a pill or something, because the pills, they're just not working. And there's a variety of medications out there that can actually lead to cognitive decline. And we're talking about some of the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, like Prozac, things like that. Also, some of the blood pressure medications, those lead to cognitive decline, and just some other things that just it's really sad, because the current medical model needs to kind of step back and look at itself and say, okay, why aren't we the healthiest? We're the richest, one of the richest countries, if not the richest country in the world. Why do we rank so low when it comes to mortality, lifespan, things like that? So I just am blessed to be a part of this, and I'm happy to get the message out to everybody. And if you would like to join the waitlist for the next Brain Builders Masterclass, you can do that. I will post that on Facebook, link to that. You can go to bit.ly/waitlistBB, I believe. And if not, you can just check it out and see where exactly it is. All right. Have a blessed day. Thank you so much.